The Lord's mercy and kindness is with us, heart dwellers. And tonight I haven't been feeling well. I've been under the weather, and I had a message back from September. I believe it was September the 5th. Short-term memory loss. I thought that I hadn't written that, and I had written it. I just forgot to put it in recorded form. In fact, I kind of passed out being tired before I had a chance to do it. So anyway, here it is on the 17th of September, 2015, and 3 o'clock in the morning, and the allergies from the field. We have just a beautiful golden field of rabbit bush right outside our window, have definitely taken their toll, along with some teeth that are going to be taken care of next week. And I'm just not feeling well. So the Lord asked me to go ahead and pull up this message from September the 5th that I never did record. It begins, "Well, thanks to a pack of coyotes, a toothache, plumber's putty, and super glue, I'm back. Due to domestic duties, and I got a late start tonight, I fell asleep during worship. A toothache has been plaguing me on and off all day, but I decided to go to bed without a message. The Lord had different ideas. You see, we take our little lion pride of 4 cats and 2 dogs for a walk every day out in the empty 3-acre field of sagebrush behind our house. Of course, they leave little kitty calling cards, and coyotes come in looking for a snack. Fortunately, all of the cats are very aware that the fence is their point of protection, and that when we come home, we wait until everyone is securely in the gate before we close it and protect it against intruders, both 4-footed and 2-footed. Anyway, so the cats have a real strong awareness. This is their territory, their safe area, and they have a healthy respect for that boundary, because we never allow them to stay out in that field without us. I love coyotes. On the mountain, which was about 3 miles from any highway of any sort, in total wilderness on the edge of National Forest, we had coyotes all the time, but we also had big dogs. I love them in the wild, but I hate them in my backyard, especially when they get right outside the window, which is only 6 feet from the fence. The adrenaline pumps, and I swing into action. What happens is they get out there and they start calling and howling, and my gosh, right outside my window. If we didn't have the cats, I could really enjoy it. But because of my babies, I get to be Mother Bear when they come up close. I found that a BB gun doesn't do anything. Firecrackers, they don't do a whole lot, but they're mostly fire hazards. So one day I decided to search on the net and find something that would really intimidate those guys. I thought of the roar of a lion, but then I was afraid that the police would get called. We've got some big speakers. And I decided instead of that I would get a deer rifle echoing off a canyon wall. And deer rifles are very loud. The minute I hear any sign of a coyote at all, and they can't help themselves when fire trucks go by, I've noticed, I get in there and fire off this cannon out the back window. And it's loud. You can hear it all the way across the field, probably a half a mile away to McDonald's. So here I was ready to go to sleep, and then it happened. I was in bed, just beginning to drop off. One lone coyote calling to the others about 30 feet from the back fence. The adrenaline shot off in my body. I sprung out of bed and let them have it, big and loud. So I figured I'd give the message another try, because I sure was awake after that. That is, until my tooth started hurting and hurting and hurting. So my very gifted husband, who loves to work on teeth, and we've had lots of opportunity over the years, capped off the tooth with bleach and some plumber's putty to get it to stop hurting. And it worked. So here we are, Lord. Please, Jesus, would you share something with us? And he began, "My daughter, it's not every night that you were so stretched in energy and as you come and rely on me, I will refill you and impart wisdom. Lord, right now I'm falling asleep. If you want this, I need you to restore me. And you know I must be awake early tomorrow. Nevertheless, he said, I am here to help you. I would prefer that you not go to bed until the message is up. My children and my brides count on you to bring them fresh manna to share. They are hungry, Claire. It is best not to let them down. I know, Lord, I'm sorry. Okay. First, I want to tell you all that I am so blessed by your perseverance. I have given you many off-putting lessons, and it seems that your hearts are so hungry for my love and wisdom that you persevere and keep coming back. This is a rare quality, and I cherish each and every one of you because your hearts are set on pleasing me and preparing yourselves for my coming for you. Dear ones, I know that some of my teachings are not easy to hear. I know they sometimes assault your sensitivity and cause you to consider capturing more ground from your flesh for my spirit. To be without sin is a marvel and a tremendous work of grace, sometimes taking years to accomplish after living in sin for a lifetime. But each of you have set aside the ear-tickling news about comets and earthquakes and bombs and money collapsing to focus on the interior man, the soul, the very apple of my eye. How precious you are to me because of your preoccupation with personal holiness. How rare and how fragrant are your lives, and every one of your efforts ascends like incense to my Father's throne and is a sweet-smelling sacrifice in his nostrils. Oh, how he adores each of you with all your faults, sins, and imperfections, simply because you've made holiness the first priority in your lives. Not the news, not entertainments, not prophecy or predictions, and digging for which earthquakes and comets are hanging over the earth's head. No, many of you have substantially set these things aside, preferring instead to look into my mirror and see yourselves that you might cleanse with my help the stains remaining on your garment. That is why I am so proud of you, so enamored of you, watchful over you, even to the point of getting my servant out of bed for you. Each day when you listen in, my angels are encouraging you and helping you to arrange events that you might get the most mileage out of each message. Yes, I know many of you are saying, I've been asking the Lord about this. Yes, my ways are unfathomable, and I do set you up, so to speak, that you might long for the answers I'm about to bring you. This is the plus side of staying tuned into the same teacher. I can prepare lessons for you while my angels are giving you inspirations to ask about certain things. Isn't that marvelous? Yes, in heaven we will all work together for the good of a soul. I won't go into depth here about what your angels suffer on your behalf, but suffice it to say that you've never had a mother as attentive and solicitous for your welfare as each of your angels are. All of heaven gets excited when a new minister is raised up because they know there is great need where I raise a new one up. Great indeed for the minister to grow in knowledge of my ways and holiness of life, circumcising the world and the flesh from their lives, and a great need for a special group in my body to be tended to with the greatest care and mercy. An emerging ministry is an exciting thing. It brings joy to my entire body, both here in heaven and on earth. And the prayers that you offer on the minister's behalf have great power, as though you were their very own children. Their prayers for you carry the weight of an earthly mother and father's prayers. What I have done for you, for her, Ezekiel, Carol, and the team, is a tremendous blessing and needs to be maintained with your prayers, because the struggles on their end seem endless and they grow weary, and your prayers are refreshing them daily. This is what my body is supposed to look like, united in spirit and in truth, with no time for gossip or pettiness. The more solid your prayers for them, the more I am able to pour through them onto you. It's just that simple. Like the gates of a dam, the waters rise almost to the top. Then the gates are released, and the land is flooded with nourishment. How beautiful this symbiotic relationship is. As you continue to pray and thank me for the gifts I am pouring out on you all, I am able to strengthen them for the work ahead. And oh, what a marvelous work this is. In heaven, you will all be knit together into a marvelous design that meets the needs of your sphere of influence as well as theirs. So in short, I am asking you to continue your prayers for them, especially for strength and helpers to pick up on the domestic work that takes so much time and strength to accomplish. I wish to see them staffed with good people, committed and reliable. When that infrastructure is more in place, I shall pour out more, even more, on you, my children. So lift them up. And I, on my part, want to say thank you so much, Heart Dwellers, for praying for us. I know we couldn't do what we do if it weren't for your prayers and your encouragement. We really, really, really appreciate you. It means everything to us that you care so much. And we're so blessed by the progress that all of you have made and the progress that I've made just by being with you and around you and your own example. It's been a wonderful, wonderful relationship, and I continue to look forward to it as the Lord brings us new and exciting things until he finally comes and gets us. Thank you so much for your prayer support, and if you send a card or letter, please include your email address in case we're able to respond to you, and thank you for hearkening to the Lord's words and sharing the progress that you've made. God bless you.